Blog Talk Radio.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel.
New Genesis Bible study tonight. Net called me because I can tell you. You call me to tell you something. Call me or call me first thing in the morning. We are here on Monday, Tuesday, Friday, and Sunday. And we're on from 9 to 10 each and every night. Programs of healing and Bible study. And after we pray finance, we're going to go into a good soldier, stay on the battlefield. I'm praying tonight for you, like last night, God, to heal your body, mind, your soul, your spirit. Let me say it again. God is available for you. But you got to do. One lady called me and said, Bishop, it's hard to get you out. Sometimes it's all I'll do something for you. Tonight, I want you to read the 59 number of Psalms. Psalms 93. Psalms 21. Those that come late, they'll miss it. Some come late. Some of them call it all in trouble. Okay. And, you know, some of us don't call on God. We have a problem. We should know that now God is available at all times. And he's available. I'm going to say that tonight because some of you don't know. God is available. Are you available for God? Are you willing to walk to work with God? I'm praying for you and you tonight. This is Bible study tonight. And I'm from Bible study coming to work. And that's the word of God. And I want you to get the word of God. I want you to get what you want. Some of you so mean, so stubborn, you miss the blessing that God got for you. Miss that blessing I want to give you because you all caught up. You got to live tonight. Live God. And I'm praying for you. Just let me say it again. This is Bible study. And I was tonight, we were praying for you. Last night we had Dexter King, Dr. talking about her brother. That's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. God is available for what you want. And gate my people said, whatever you want, God got what you want. God got what you need. It's got to be God. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Some of you wait till you get in trouble. And you you don't know God is available. I'm gonna keep saying it all this month. God is available for you, man. Once God is available, he heals your body, your mind. Now, if some people need to call me, Pearl, I'm on the and something I want to tell you to do. And Mary Hawkins, you need to call me. Something I need to tell you to do. Call me. And I want to tell you, net marketing. I want to focus on your money right now. Let's talk about getting your money. Furniture. Somebody needs some money to move. And tonight, that money spirit, all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. All you got to do is write a piece of paper, money, whatever the date is, and put it in your Bible. And watch God. Watch God work. Don't do it. Because this is done by faith. You can't focus on what you want God to do for you. But I want to put up I'm play a money song where somebody might wake up and say, oh, God. I want money that I can travel.
How many things?
carry you to the graveyard. And I'm talking about debt-free tonight. I'm talking about money you need for the car, for groceries. With all that's going on, all the things
birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. There's a running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Until agree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you. I'm glad you heard my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you. I'm glad you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I heard him saying, be faithful unto them. Oh, Lord. And the road may be rough. The going may be tough. But I hear him saying, don't be faithful until bad things happen. But be faithful unto them. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, though it may cause my death, well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes. So I hear him saying, be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown for life. Oh, yes. And I'm gonna close there, and I tell you just one more thing. Well, it is said that back in the days of the Civil War, when the North and the South were at war one with another, and you know how our forefathers yearned and burned and prayed to be free. And after a while, many of them learned that the Union Army was on their way. And the old man that was on his plantation, that was black born in slavery, he heard the Union Army was coming. He got his stick and got him some rock and started down to the battlefield. Oh, yeah. Going with stones and sticks. I heard him saying, I'm going down to the grass field, let the Union Army win this battle. But then, some way and somehow, yes, someone was shot down on that battlefield. And one of his friends walked up to him and held him in his arms. And I heard him say, if my relatives ask you how I died, and if my friends should ask you how I died, well, tell him I died on the field. Oh, yeah. You see, God does not want us to rush out, but God walked up the warehouse. Oh, yeah. Not the question, you know, was still on the field. Yeah. I'm gonna let you know, young man. I hear somebody saying, where's that sir? You talk about a good soldier. I heard you say that a good soldier obeys orders. I heard you say
not want. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. Some folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me.
Well, amen.
The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me.
Well,
if David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences. Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. With courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And began to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies?
No, sir.
It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity of the dry and barren hills of Judah to the throne of Israel. Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah, with the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain and the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other. And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery was walking between the mountains exclaiming in loud tones of profanity or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. You know how he requested audience with the king and how he started out with Saul's own helmet on his head. Saul's own sword in his hand. Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing, he took them back and requested only his sling and God. You know the victory that he brought to Israel. And when he went marching back to the capital, the women along the way composed a new song. Since Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his 10,000. You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yeah.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yeah.
And how he had to run and hide.
Yeah. Well,
and one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yeah.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yeah.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yeah.
And there was no escape for David.
Yeah.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yeah.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yeah.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yeah.
And web up that cave.
Yeah.
And when the soldier got there,
yeah,
God is my shepherd.
Father, I stretch my
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, yes.
The 23rd Psalm.
Amen.
I believe this passage to be one of the most well-known passages in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
I believe that this passage is not only possibly better known than the average passage of Scripture, but that it has been whispered by more people in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
It has been quoted by more people on sick beds. It has been uttered by more dying lips.
Well,
possibly than any other passage in all of the Bible.
Yeah.
It is said that once in London, England, there were a group of artists,
yeah,
and entertainers in the city. And by some scheme, some enterprising person was able to get most of them together in one place.
Well,
so as to demonstrate their gifts.
Well, yes.
And when all of them had gone through their routines, they came down to an orator and a minister.
Yeah. Wow.
And both of them were requested to recite the 23rd Psalm. The orator employed all of his innate gifts to speak, called upon all of his skill and gift of oratory. And when he had finished his recitation of this psalm, the house went up in thunderous applause. And then the minister arose rather solemnly and proceeded to recite the same passage. When he had finished, it is said that nobody applauded, but there was hardly a dry eye left in the house. The MC, upon commenting on the two who had recited this passage, said the orator recited this passage like a man who knew it and was gifted to recite it. But the minister recited it like a man who knew the shepherd of which it speaks.
Amen.
You will notice, my brethren and my sisters, that there's something unique about this passage. It seems that the man who wrote this passage was a shepherd. It has been ascribed to the authorship of David. However, David did not write all of the Psalms. Many of them were written by some of the priests and their aides about the temple. Others were written by other patriarchs and saints. But there's something about this passage that seemed to portray that its author was a man who knew something about a shepherd and sheep. Knew something about the shepherd's attitude toward his sheep. And then something about how the sheep relied upon the shepherd. Listen, if you please. This is a gem when it comes to sacred literature. This kind of testimony doesn't just accidentally occur. You can't dream upon something like this. To give off a testimony like this, you've got to have had some experience with God. You've got to been brought to a kind of a situation where you have to lay out upon God and fall out upon God and totally depend upon Him. Listen now. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. It's a very personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and His goodness. So folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord means anything, let the saints of God say so. Pray with me.
If David was the author of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne.
Yeah.
Israel's first citizen. With the scepter of authority in his hand.
Well,
the courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him.
Yeah.
And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past.
Well,
and began to think about those things that brought him over.
Yeah.
Had it been his skillfulness?
Well,
had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering?
I see trees of green. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I think to myself, well,
he's got the whole world, and his head, he's got his home. Red in his head, he's got his whole world. Red in his head, he's got his whole world. Yeah.
wasted on the ocean and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me, Jesus. Oh, things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand?